Thanks for joining us for our special Longest Day broadcast on Bob FM. Chuck and John are back, along with some of the most memorable voices from Minnesota's radio history. You can help begin a new era of hope in the fight against Alzheimer's. Donate now at mybobcountry.com or call 763-450-0500.
Every holiday season, the week before Christmas, we always talk with our good buddy, and he comes into the studio, as a matter of fact, as he does some gigs around the area, and as our holiday custom, we have Bing Crosby's younger brother, Bong, with
Thank
us today.
Thank you very much, and I want to remind everybody that's short for Bongo. I want to make that crystal clear. Sometimes when you're a musician, people can misconstrue the name Bong, if you know what I mean.
I think I know what you mean.
That for a while.
So, Bong Crosby, what new twist do you have on some of the traditional Christmas songs that you do so well for us every year?
Well, now that you mention it, like most everyone else, I'm beginning to get tired of Sid Hartman plugging his books all the time. So you see, Davey Lee, sit on my knee or I'll sing something off-key.
How about I just sit over here and you sing something off-key?
You got a deal, my broad-chasing friend.
Broadcasting.
That's your story. All right.
I imagine, Bon Crosby, you and your brothers used to carol this time of year.
About a half memories of my brother Bing and me.
Bing and Bong.
And our older brother Bangity.
Bangity, Bing, and Bong.
Named after Bronco, Bangity Boom.
So Bing, Bong, Bangity, and Bangity Boom Bong.
And, of course, one time it was just the trio. That included little cousin Bang.
So that would have been Bing, Bong, Bang.
Actually, my nephew Ping was with me for a short while as a duet.
Ping Bong.
Right you are, Davey Lee. So to summarize, I was a quartet of Bing, Bong, Bangity, and Boom Bong. The trio of Bing, Bong, and Bang, and the duet of Ping, Bong. And now there's just little old me, Bong Crosby, with another holiday favorite. It goes something like this.
You see, it's antics like that that gets you voted into the Minnesota Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Hey, good afternoon, Dave Lee. How are you?
Oh, great, Chuck. Thanks for having me on, and more importantly, thanks for what you're doing.
Well, I'll tell you,
a lot of people.
Well, it's an honor to have you on the broadcast. John is here with me, and a cast of several dozen people.
You know that the stuff you just did on that air check. That's the reason we all got into radio in the first place. We want to do that.
Yeah. So people listening today would say, well, how do I catch that disease? Because that was really fun. Yeah. That's theater of the mind right there.
Yeah, isn't that something we grew up with, theater of the mind? I remember going to colleges when I was 18, and I hit this history professor said, well, take this course. It's called Radio Drama, Radio Horror. And it was all shows that were before our time, but it was all radio shows that were either dramas or mysteries or adventures. And it kind of, captures you, because no matter who you are, no matter where you are, you're listening, you're creating your own little world there. So theater of the mind was, I guess, kind of what got us into this crazy business. As you know, Chuck, and you used to do a little thing where you'd hang your legs out on the water off your fake dock at the time when you were on KS95, and I used to listen to that. It just was, it just takes you to whatever lake or dock you want to go. But yeah, that's part of the magic of what we did, part of the fun.
Yeah, we loved it, and we would have paid to do it.
Yeah, and we never told them that, but we would have.
Because somebody had to pay for the farm, and so we were fortunate to get paid to do it. And we're asking folks that are anywhere near their phone to just get your cell phone and dial 763-450-0500 and donate in any amount here on the Longest Day broadcast on Bob. Donate to Alzheimer's. It's all going for a good cause. Lori's going to be on in a few minutes after we finish up with you, Dave, and she's going to give us some updates from Alzheimer's, and all of it has been a joy in the last 3 hours. We've got 2 hours to go, and we're trying to get $1,000 an hour, and I think we're doing fairly well, but we need some more phone calls, or at mybobcountry.com on the homepage, hit the donate button, and it's safe and secure, and it'll go right to Minnesota, to the office of Alzheimer's, the Minnesota, North Dakota office. So, Dave, what are you up to now that you've retired? Have you found anything to take up your time?
It's amazing. Yeah, I've been busy. I had 6 grandkids, but I've been doing some stuff for the Schultz Family Foundation, and then we're going to do an event in August for the Save Foundation. And but you know what, Chuck, it's nice. You had those same hours as I did. You get up about 2:45 in the morning. So yep. Anything past 5 to 6 a.m. is pretty much gravy, pretty much bonus.
Yeah, and are you doing a podcast as well?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, because you're going to be on. I totally blanked it out. Yeah, it's called My First Concert, and we've had some great guests, some great musicians on there, some great folks around town, and, of course, your history with concerts and even playing those dance parties, and being the DJ, and so there's a lot of great memories, but I think most everybody remembers the very first concert they went to, and it's kind of developed into a really fun bit, so I enjoy it. It's fun. Thanks for asking. I totally forgot about that. It's at TalkNorth.com or on
and so Spotify. You were stomping around in Fargo-Moorhead before you came down here, weren't you?
Yeah, I followed in your footsteps, I tugged at the hem of your garment.
Well, I should apologize for that, I'm sure.
you, me, and Charlie Boone, kind of the same little path.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah, it was fun to meet Charlie. I was about 14 when I met him. But gee, we've had so much fun talking to Denny Long, and Roger Strom has been in studio this morning, and to have you on this afternoon, and still to come in about a half hour, a man who's in many halls of fame is going to join us. Ron Shera is going to be joining us for the broadcast. It's just a wonderful day to shed light on the longest day for Alzheimer's.
Well, I just think you should know, the admiration people have for you, you folks doing all the work you're doing, because you're getting a lot of people that want to say, yeah, I want to be on with you, and for good reason. And it's a tough one, yeah, as those of us who've gone through it, which is almost everybody, I think. But hard part is when I can think of a very, very close friend, and as you slowly started to forget things, I think I've mentioned to you before, but and then eventually he passed away. But the hardest part of this is when they kind of start forgetting you and forgetting things. So you can bring up like a key point, and maybe they'll remember a little bit of that. But that's a challenge. And so what you're doing is just really immeasurable. And just bringing the awareness to this, because I really doubt there is anyone out there that has not had some kind of been affected by this in some way, shape, or form. And it'd be nice to figure it out sooner than later. But it's efforts like these that are going to do that. Roger Strom and Denny Long, I'm telling you, those are two. Denny Long may be the nicest man I ever met, after us, of course, on the air right now. But then also, Roger Strom is one of the wittiest, funniest guys I've ever met. And you've got a great list. Did I see Bob and Toxin on that list?
Well, I haven't been able to get a hold of Bob, but we may get him in the last half hour. And we have a Hall of Famer that just walked in studio with us. And he's going to be on in about a half hour. Our friend Ron Shera is here in the studio of Bob FM. And it's good to see him, that smiling face.
Well, tell Ron, I am just, as we speak, I'm a few miles away from Yellow Lake in Wisconsin, where Ron and I went and hit the Wisconsin fishing opener one day.
Yep.
And quickly, I caught more fish than Ron, but when the TV show came out, Ron caught more than me. I don't get it.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
We need him to hear that. I want him to hear that.
Yeah, go. And now he's got the headset on.
Yeah,
Dave.
He can hear you now, Dave.
Yeah. Ron, were you praising me?
I was.
Oh.
It's nonstop. But I'm just a few miles from your old hunting grounds here at Yellow Lake in Wisconsin, where, remember how I outfished you that time? But on TV, it turned out that you outfished me.
That's the power of editing, Dave. And that little perch you caught has grown by 3 feet over the years.
It has. There's no doubt about that. You know, one thing, guys, Ron and I call each other. We share the same birthday. And every year, Ron, you are hunting. What are you hunting in South Dakota every year on our birthday?
Whiskey and turkeys.
Not necessarily in that order.
There you go. That's good. Well, we just want to thank you, Dave, for taking a few minutes from up there in the Duluth area, or where you were traveling earlier. And now you say you're over by Ike Walton Lodge, probably.
Yeah, not too far away. Not too far away. So
it's great country.
I'm sure I can get into some trouble up here, too. But I'll name drop you guys, and that should get me out of it, I would think.
Yeah, or get you into it, you know.
But congratulations, honestly. This is just an awesome effort. And I know you got a ways to go, but great idea. Great again this year, and I hope you feel good about what you're doing. And let's hope some good news comes out of all of this with someday somebody be able to figure this all out.
Thank you, Dave Lee. You're a wonderful man. We appreciate you being on, and we look forward to more with you. And I'll see you on that podcast whenever you want me.
Okay, I'll be bugging you, guys. Thanks so much. And Ron Sherrill was on, too, by the way. He was really good. I don't know if you know this. Ron, seriously, was a very, very talented musician.
Well, David, I don't tell everybody about my singing career where I almost reached the heights of who, I can't remember him now.
Don't say Tiny Tim.
So Ron's honestly, he's a great talent, great singer, and he did a lot of that before he became a big shot.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to gear up for the state fair again. I always sing at Camp Giggles Campfire Grill with my good country guitar player there, Wayne and the Boys, as he's called.
Uh-huh. So thank you. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for being on and helping us raise some money for Alzheimer's at 763-450-0500. Dave Lee, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. Let's play a song and come back and talk to Lori from Alzheimer's. This is one of those great summer songs that we talk about. John in the Summertime, Kid Rock.
Gotta have them.
Right here on Bob FM.
1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. The way the moonlight shined upon her head. And we were trying different things. And we were smoking funny things. Making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle. Not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
absolutely beautiful.
That's it is summertime.
What?
It's officially summertime.
What a day. The phone center is going crazy. It's 763-450-0500.
I'll tell you what, we're like within spitting distance. Within watermelon spitting distance.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
Let's just throw that out there.
Hang on.
Details, boy.
Of hitting our $5,000 goal for today.
Here's what I'm okay with.
Okay.
I'm really fine with going over $5,000. Are you guys?
Yeah.
So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, let's just do it then.
So would we double it?
I'd love to see it happen.
Whoa.
Remember those days on KTIS where you would just say how high is up?
Well, it's true.
And let's just go up as far as we can go up.
You know, it's like all they can do is say no, and I'm not afraid to ask.
No.
You know, I asked the gentleman on your right if he would come into the studio, and here he is. And it's just a treat to have Ron sitting next to you. We're going to get to you in a little bit after we get to Lori and we get to Denny and we're going to get to Ron. We're going to ride this thing to 3 o'clock on Bob FM. This is the longest day broadcast for Alzheimer's. And we're happy to be here. And Jeff Jones at the controls, the program director of Bob, and really the glue that ties it all together.
Hey.
Thank you. Yeah. And Bob. So Jeff, yeah. Okay. On Bob FM.
I'm not doing that much. You guys are doing the heavy lifting. I appreciate you coming in to help us raise what we're just about at that $5,000
mark. Come on.
Can we
get there in the next 15 minutes?
I'll say a quick thank you. And then Lori, I want to hear from you as well. We got Harley Hugh, Michael Hill, Audie Gutzweller. I can't even read my own handwriting. Thomas Souter, Wayne DeLita. I know you guys know that.
Oh, Wayne. Oh, beautiful. Thanks, Wayne. Thank you, Wayne and Lori. Thank you.
Paulette Hines, Marcia Engvall, Dwight King just came in, Margaret Knuett.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Oh, my goodness. Thank
you. What a time to raise money for research. Well, Lori, come in here.
Let's bring Lori in and have the conversation.
Vice President of everything and the one that helped us pull all of this together and get all of this information, important information, to families that are going through this, like Roger Strom's family right now. This is a big deal. So take it away and tell us what it looks like on the playing field.
Sure. First of all, thank you all for all the DJs, Radio Bob, all the listeners. Thank you so much for supporting our efforts because this is a phenomenal time in Alzheimer's research. Just to kind of give you a little background, we call this the era of new hope, the era of new treatments. And for the first time in probably over a decade, perhaps 15 years, we have some good news about some treatments that are helping those in the earliest stages of the disease. So that they're showing great promise. One, which we hope is approved by the FDA by July 6th, has reduced the progression of the disease by 47%.
Oh, wow.
So this is a fabulous time, and it's just fun to come on and talk about this because we have such good news now, and that this will really help those who are in the very earliest stages of the disease to stop the progression of the disease.
That's wonderful. So, folks, if you're listening and you can pick up the phone and just take a minute, our volunteers are there's 10 lines out there, and each one of them's got 5 fingers, and they're answering the calls as fast as they can at 763-450-0500. John?
It's an easy call. Listen, it's such an easy call. It's a fast call, a nice call. But listen to what you're doing. You're pushing ahead in these wonderful research efforts and taking care of the folks who are in the middle of all this and maybe past middle.
Right.
I mean, we are in that in our family. It's one of the reasons I wanted to be here today. I needed to learn stuff, and I needed to know that we are on our way to getting good news.
Yeah, we certainly are. And to let you know, the Alzheimer's Association is the largest nonprofit funder of research in the world.
Wow.
So we invest in 55 countries. We have 1,000 projects going on right now to the total of 320 million.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, this is a phenomenal time in Alzheimer's research.
You can keep it going, folks. 763-450-0500. Phone lines are open. It's easy. Or go to mybobcountry.com. That's a safe and secure site. None of that information is sold. You're not going to put down any sort of mailing list or anything else like that.
Right.
It's just you and the Alzheimer's Association getting stuff done for the good of it all. 763-450-0500.
And I know there's a lot of work yet to be done.
There is.
As you talk about Medicare, Medicaid, and the part that they need to play.
Thank you, Chuck, for asking about that. Right now, I mean, these drugs show great promise, but access to them is difficult. So the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services, which is CMS, has denied full access to these treatments for those. This is the only disease they have done that for. You know, heart disease, diabetes, AIDS, HIV, never had denied access. So that right now, you can only have access to these drugs if you are in a clinical trial and your physician is in a registry. So if your physician does not participate in this registry, you're not able to have access to this. So we have been doing rallies all around the country to get people to voice their concern to the center, to CMS, and get Medicare to cover this, these treatments. And it's really important because every day, 2,000 people progress further in the disease where these treatments would not help them. So access now is really important, and I'm asking you all, in addition to your wonderful contributions, to go to our website, alz.org/coverage, and you know, look, click on Take Action Now. There's a petition to go to Biden's office, and there are a number of legislators who have signed on with us to approve CMS to cover this, these treatments. But this is a pivotal time because right now people are not getting access, and we need to change that.
Yeah. That's a wonderful reminder and encouragement to just pick up the phone and do that, as well as calling us at 763-450-0500.
You can call right now. Lines are open, and we'd love to hear from you. Seriously, we're almost to what our goal was.
Yeah.
Yay!
So now we're saying, how about we just shoot past that goal and get some really good momentum on this. Here's the number, 763-450-0500.
Can we double the dollars?
Yeah.
Can we go from 5 to 10?
I give you permission.
Before 3 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Smoke that phone center lines. Just burn them down, folks.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
There it is. Lori from Alzheimer's. Thank you for your report.
Thanks.
Very timely and very encouraging, and also stepping around some discouragement with Medicare and Medicaid.
Yes.
Get something approved.
Let's change that.
Get her done.
Yes.
That's right. Thank you, Lori. Good to have you on.
Thank you so much.
And so many others that are going to be here before 3 o'clock this afternoon on Bob FM. We have a special tribute. We have Denny Carpenter coming up, the owner of Bob. Just a wonderful man that has allowed us in the last 4 years to be a part of this broadcast every single year. And we're going to bring him on in just a minute. And then our buddy Ron Shera is coming on. And we'll have some good talk and some good programming, some good times between now and 3 o'clock while you make the phone rings at 763-450-0500.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great rock song for the summer on Bob FM as we raise money for Alzheimer's here on the longest day. Mm. This is the era of new hope. That's Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. And I want to introduce a man you know well, John.
Oh, I do. I do well.
Dennis Carpenter.
His kindness and his graciousness brought Chuck and I to Bob FM.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 2007.
Yeah.
And he sat with us. I remember a conversation we had in Perkins about, let's bring you guys over, and we did. And Denny, I will never be able to say thank you enough.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
you guys.
Threw us a lifeline.
Yeah, and it was something that has allowed me to stay in the business.
Yeah.
And hang around this stuff. And I'm always honored because when I started full time in California, you guys said, keep doing Saturdays. And I said, I am all in.
We're so thankful that we have you and you, and especially the man that lives in a boat. Holy buckets. If this were TV and you could see his tan.
Yeah.
I look pale and weak.
We look like Stay Puft Marshmallows sitting next to this guy.
Unbelievable.
Like we live under the bed.
1 year ago, I was supposed to be here, and I was lying in bed because I couldn't get out.
Mm.
And I had a stroke. And Doc says, hey, you should be dead. And I looked at him and said, why not? I'm alive.
Find a new doctor.
I'm here.
Yeah.
So they want to study why I'm a world-famous hospital down south wants to study me and why I am alive, because I should be dead. I have 7 blockages in the rear of my brain, which is, I don't talk as well as I used to.
Awfully good.
No, I feel drunk, and I'm not.
Yeah, sound fine.
Anyway, I am here today, not only for all of the wonderful talent that is here, but we want to salute a member of our family.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Lang has been around a long, long time, and he was at KWB and throughout the Twin Cities on radio.
Yeah, Bullet Bob.
Bullet Bob. And Bobby died in March.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
We're all getting older. We're all going to go. But he died in March before us, and his loving family was around him. He's a Wisconsin boy. He's from Kenosha.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice place to be. They have a big lake over by Kenosha.
Yes, I fished it.
You fished. He's fished everything.
Which is his answer to every mention of a lake.
But I think we got an air check of Bob. Can we play that?
KDWB, this is Bob Lang along with Charlie Fox. And what's coming up next on the zip-off list? Any idea?
I'm not. Listen, brother, I'm not feeling
it. Too far. I can't see what.
Hey, this is your show.
No.
Can you hear me? One, two, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I want you to speak very softly. Can you hear me? Listen, can you hear me? How many people do you have there with you?
Four.
Four. Get them to the telephone right away.
Hurry up. Come on.
Yeah.
Have you got them there? Okay, I'm going to count to three. Then I want you to do the phrase that pays all together. Are you ready? One, two, three.
You got yourself for the edition a rock and roll patch. Three or four. How many people? Four.
99.5 FM WLOL's Bob Lang at 409. Good afternoon. I think you're going to like this next bit of news. This Saturday and Sunday in the weekend, all qualifiers in the $100,000 giveaway will get $99.5. It's coming up this Saturday and Sunday. Hope it could be you. All you have to do is sit back and listen.
Always 10 records in a row with Bob Lang.
Yeah, let's hear it for Bobby. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. You know, you listen to him again, you think, he was really good at this, wasn't he? Yep.
He was very good.
Wow.
Yeah, Bullet Bob. He's gone, but not forgotten.
Yeah.
Like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so thankful that all of you came today, especially Ron. Holy buckets, to get him out of a boat? To get him to come into studio?
I know. Fish weren't biting, that's why I'm here.
Too darn hot. We're almost at $5,000, people. Unbelievable. You know, I'm going to throw something in the pot today, and I want you to do the same at the special phone number.
763-450-0500.
If you will do that, I'm going to match everything.
Oh, what?
From right now.
From right now?
To 3 o'clock?
We'll match it.
Dollar for dollar.
And let's see if we can raise.
Dollar for dollar.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness.
There's got to be a cap on that.
You just threw a game changer in there, man.
We'll see what happens. Well, have some fun, people. Call.
If you've been waiting,
this is it.
Now is the time.
Oh, my goodness. You've been hanging on the edge thinking, is somebody else going to throw something in? What this gentleman just said was, for every dollar you give, he gives a dollar.
But there's got to be a cap on this. Come on now. It's this. You just don't know who's listening out there.
No cap. Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Chuck, don't mention that again, okay? Let's just.
I'm just thinking about my old boss, Stanley Hubbard.
He's a good man.
He really is. He was your boss, too.
Yes.
And you and I both worked for the old man, as we lovingly and affectionately called
him. I sat in Stanley Sr.'s office.
Yeah.
We were in a austerity program, I guess we call it that. We're buying a satellite. Nobody ever has a satellite.
Right.
We're going to put up a satellite.
Yep.
USSB.
Yeah, USSB.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he sends out a memo. I have to go get his approval on anything over $2,000.
Yeah.
It's like $5,000 to get a special audio Optimod for AM. And so I'm sitting in his office. His phone rings. He's on the phone. You got to understand, he smokes cigars. And not only did he hold them like a tycoon between his, well, what do you call that? You got two fingers on top, two on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
He, in the middle,
yeah,
put a cigar.
Yep.
He took a big swig.
Always.
And he's talking to Sergeant Shiver. From RCA.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep.
And old Sarge, he's blind. And he's sitting in Arkansas on a porch. And they're reminiscing. They're just having a great time. He gets off the phone and he goes, "What do you want, son?" Well, after stumming and stammering, he finally... He asked me some questions about what I want, and I explained it. And he's an engineer, and so you can't hide anything from him. And I'm just blowing all the BS I can. He writes a check for $5,000.
There, see? That's why.
Like
that's why I want you to protect yourself. I want you to continue to own this fine radio station.
We'll do what we can do.
Oh, man, what a generous gift. You heard it, folks. You heard it right here. This dear man is saying, listen, you give a gift, we give a gift.
Hey,
Bob
would be happy to participate in this. And, we're so glad we're still here and we can.
Yep.
So we thank Ron for coming today and all the fine people that appeared before me and after me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll be back. We're going to take care of some business, and we're coming back for the longest day on Bob FM.
Total Country, Bob FM.
You're listening to our special Longest Day broadcast on Bob FM so we can begin a new era of hope in the fight against Alzheimer's.
Total Country, Bob FM. Chuck and John in the morning.
Well, excuse me!
Oh, I miss those so much.
You know, there is no excuse for you and I.
No.
But excuse me.
No, those were such good days when we got to work together. I work alone now.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that working with a partner who's clever and who's fast.
Yeah.
The only person I've ever worked with that comes even close to what you and I had.
Yeah.
was Jeff Jones.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
This guy's on top of everything. I love working with him, and every once in a while he'll let me sneak in and do the morning show with him when Jimmy and Neil are gone.
Well, and there were times, you know, when you had to be gone, and Jeff got to go on the air with me.
Yeah.
And that's really where I learned to do radio. And I loved, I loved it.
You know, that's when Jeff said, hey, could you not be gone anymore?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, hey, I suppose. But, you know, we did 14 years together.
Yes, we did.
Which is more than what you did with Donuts, as far as I'm aware.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we probably did 15, but, you know, I only got to do 3 with Charlie Bush.
That must have been sad, because he was so good.
Oh, he was tremendous.
He was the best.
Yeah. Just and to get to sit with Ron Shera this afternoon on Bob Live,
yeah,
that's a real treat, a real pleasure, Ron.
You know, this when we talked about, you know, people who've been in radio with iconic natures and things like, yep, this man is a Minnesota gem.
Without a doubt, he's, yeah, a treasure.
Why does he spend time in Wisconsin? I don't get that. But
what do you guys pay here?
You know, I dare any Minnesotan who's ever had their eyes on a television who doesn't know this man.
Well, just the voice. You don't even, well, we don't even need, we to know, look, him. You know.
Yeah.
That's why we're on radio. Well, I want to ask Cheryl to do another report.
Let's do it.
Several years ago, this is my wife, Cheryl Crowfoot Knapp. She lost both of her parents to Alzheimer's. She's written a wonderful book called Undefeated Innocence that you can get on Amazon. And in the book, she talks about memory moments. And you have some of those for us right now, dear.
Yeah, memory moments would be when my mom would have a moment of clarity, and we would exclaim to Mom, memory moment, and she would get really excited because she realized she could remember something. I'm going to share one story from the book that this was towards the later, she was only a few days from leaving when she passed, but she was in our regional hospital having a medication reevaluation. They had her over medicated, and they were just trying to work with her so that she wouldn't be quite so anxious. So I went in for one of the not quite daily visits, but the very frequent visits, and I noticed and I watched in amazement because my mom and another patient was participating together in a joint hallucination. Whoa. And I'm not talking, you know, a smoke joint. I am saying they were both hallucinating at the same time. And so this other patient, he was holding an imaginary firework and feeling it between his hands. And then he just looked at it in amazement. So then he offered it to my mom, who then took it from him. And she began to do the same rolling with her fingers and studying this imaginary firework that they were holding in their hands. And so I was speechless. I'd never, ever seen two people hallucinate together. So then after they were done, I assisted her as she was trying to figure out how to drink juice out of a straw. But she could figure out the little firework in her finger. But then she hollered out just out of nowhere, "Where do I have to go to get a beer around here?" She was planning on going out drinking with her girlfriends in hope that she would not run into this guy named Eugene. She went on to explain she didn't want to run into Eugene because he'd probably make her try cigarettes again, which she announced she would never, ever do. And I'm giggling on the inside so profusely because I knew Mom did smoke for over 20 years. But she had reverted back, and a decade at a time that she would lose. And so I went through this whole scenario with the imaginary fireworks and this dude named Eugene, who she didn't want to make her smoke again. And so I left the hospital in a total daze, and I thought myself thinking in what I call nonsense ease. Mm-hmm. Not legalese, but nonsense ease. I had just experienced a lot of nonsense. So I left the hospital. I went to our local food store, and I was looking in our local, it was a whole food type place. So it was a local health food store. And so I walked in, and I was admiring the zucchini. And so as I pondered which zucchini to buy, a voice in my head carried on a nonsensical discussion with myself over which zucchini was going to be better which one was going to be happier? And so all I could do is just shake my head and laugh and thought, okay, I just left Mom's world, didn't I? But the other thing I wanted to just mention briefly is there's a bill before Congress, so it's at the federal level called the Comprehensive Care for Alzheimer's Act. It's the CCAA. It was started last session, but it didn't pass, so it's now starting new this time around. But what the Comprehensive Care for Alzheimer's Act would do is it would mandate to Medicaid and Medicare to develop care plans for those specifically with Alzheimer's. My mom, during the reevaluation of her medications, they had her over-medicated, and so she fell several times. The nurses asked that they provide her with a 24-hour sitter, and the hospital administration turned that down. So Mom had a critical fall, at 3 a.m. in the morning on a Sunday morning, and broke her hip and broke her leg. And so I saw her off to surgery, and ran over to church to enjoy my church service and pray with my pastor and went back. But that fall didn't have to happen. And then within 2.5 days, they decided they had to discharge her. And I said, what are you going to discharge her for or to? She came into your hospital walking on her own 2 feet, and now she can't walk at all. And she's supposed to remember how? Now you're telling her she's supposed to be working with a walker, but she's never worked with a walker before, and she's in late stage Alzheimer's. So a plan, this bill for Comprehensive Care for Alzheimer's Act would mandate that now a hip fracture with someone with Alzheimer's is going to have a specific care plan to account for the fact that a person has Alzheimer's. You know, instead of putting them in the same package, one size fits all. It's going, if this bill passes and it has bipartisan support in both the Senate and the House, but we're starting from scratch again with this new congressional makeup, with this new congressional body. But call your federal congressmen, your federal senators, to make sure that they support and put their name on their bill to the Comprehensive Care for Alzheimer's Act. I work with the First District congressman down in Arkansas, and when he heard what happened to our family, he put his name on the bill. So this is real people that need real help.
So we talked to Brad Finstead's office, Congressman Finstead, because he is one of the official co-sponsors of the Comprehensive Care for Alzheimer's Act. And he's busy marking up a bill today, John, so he wasn't able to join us.
Yeah.
I don't know what that process is when you're in Washington and you're marking up a bill, but apparently it takes up all of your time.
You got to wonder why there's such hesitancy.
Yeah.
Why there's been such, just people not wanting to get into this when we know the details and we know the issues and we know the problems. Mm-hmm. But why we have to push these issues like nobody wants them when they're so needed.
And we know there's 100,000 in Minnesota alone that are living with Alzheimer's, and that's just the ones that we know about.
Yeah.
How many undiagnosed are out there?
Exactly.
A lot of it. So if you would call 763-450-0500 and donate in any amount, it is a matching dollar. So if you give 10, it becomes 10, 20.
If you give $100, it goes to $200.
There it is. And it's now to 3 o'clock this afternoon on Bob FM. Let's do a beautiful song. Thank you, Cheryl, for the report. Carrie Underwood has done forever changed.
Yeah.
This is her song. This is Memory Loss.
Grab your tissues.
Okay, folks, on Bob FM.
She remembers the nights he'd come calling. His yellow silk tie, in love she saw him falling for her in the fire of July. Then one day as the nights grew longer, blackberry winter in a little white church, stood a young pretty bride. Forever changed. Nothing ever stays the Chelsea, the sister she lost, asking when she's coming over and why she hasn't called. Some days I just hold her fragile hand as time creeps across the floor. Some days it almost kills me watching her memory slip away.
Outdoor columnist for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, Ron Sherrod, and his dog, Raven.
Oh. Here we go.
Oh.
How was it out there, Raven? Huh? Pretty good? Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to my place. Come on, Raven. Get in your corner. Time to start the show. Get in your corner, girl. Atta girl. We're going to begin tonight with the topic of hard water. Now, not the kind you put in a glass, but the kind that covers our lake. Lastly, I got to thank you, the viewer, because without you, we wouldn't be around, and I ask you just keep watching, because this is a great show and you've made it that way. So with that, it's time to say for the last time, well, that about does it for us. Remember, introduce a kid to the great outdoors. I'm Ron Sherrod, and this is the star of the show. Come on, let's go, girl. Come on.
Oh, man.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that one. That gets me all the time.
Oh, Ron, thank you for being here.
Well, my pleasure.
Oof.
Yeah. Well, that was it's quite a run, the Minnesota Bound TV show. And it all happened by accident, having Raven on the show, which is an interesting story in itself. A lot of people say, how many Ravens were there? There were three.
Okay.
They were all mother and daughter. Mm. And... like I said, it was just an accident that she was on the show, accident that we put a red bandana around her, because Joe, my cameraman, the first time we had the dog join me, he said, that doesn't work. I said, what do you mean? It's just a good-looking lab here. He says, it looks, to the TV camera, it looks like a pile of black blankets with a couple of eyes sticking out. So can you walk down the hall? Can you put something colorful on your lab? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, Joe's from Pittsburgh. He thinks we dress up our hunting dogs, you know? But I walked down the hall of our house, and there on the coat rack was what I always call the farmer's handkerchief. Mm-hmm. And I saw that. I go, well, maybe that'll work. Put the red bandana on Raven, and the rest is history. She was an immediate TV star.
Yep, just what a treasure you are. And the show, Raven, all of you, the crew that put it all together, week after week after week, we sat and we watched and we watched.
And we're still doing it, and it's a very good crew. It's like 17, 18 of us do it now. I don't do as much as I used to, but I still write some scripts, and... always looking for a good story, so it's been quite a ride, and it's touched a lot of people in Minnesota,
well, outside of Minnesota,
yes,
I work in Bakersfield, California, and I was out for a walk one day. This is a true story. I'm out for a walk one day, and somebody recognized me from a promotional picture on the radio station, and so we got to talking, and they talked about me being from Minnesota, and they asked if I knew you. Mm-hmm. And I just laughed out loud.
Yes.
I said, so how did you get to know him out in California? He says, my mom's from Fridley. And we've traveled back there. We spent some time with her. I've picked up the TV show. Have you ever met him? And not until today.
Wow.
Have we met? Yeah. It is an honor to meet you.
Well, thank you. I have one of those, too. I was going to a sports show in Louisiana, in New Orleans, one afternoon. And didn't understand where the front entrance was to this big convention center. Walking across the street, there was a guard sitting there at the back door, and he looked at me and he says, "Where's Raven?" I go, "How does he know?" But, you know, Raven and I were on ESPN with a series of TV shows, so a lot of people, that's how they knew that. Anyway, enough about me.
We're delighted to have you here. It is the longest day. This is the fundraiser for Alzheimer's. This is our fourth year of doing this. Thanks to Bob, thanks to Jeff and Denny and everybody that's come in, and to have you come in is a great treat.
Yeah. It's just so hard to believe that we are just about an hour away from wrapping this thing up.
Ooh, we need some finances for Alzheimer's.
But I'll tell you what, we've got some really cool things happening right now. I'm going to give out one of them, and that is every gift that's given between now and 3.
Mm-hmm.
You call up and give a gift right now. Gift of any size.
So if I give $50, what happens?
It turns into 100. Now, it still looks like 50 to you.
Yeah.
But to the Alzheimer's organization, it looks like 100 bucks.
So there's an anonymous, not too anonymous, he announced it on the air.
Yeah, it was Danny Carpenter, the owner of the station. He's saying, listen, this is so important. This is such an important issue that we are saying, and that's what Denny was saying, you give a gift right now.
Wow.
He's going to double that gift for you and say thank you that way. But then,
yes.
Does Ron have anything he wants to talk about at this stage?
Oh. Listen, I got inspired sitting here, too, listening to the all of the stories. What I'm willing to do is for the highest bidder today, not just this last hour, but however long, the highest bidder will win a half-day fishing trip with me. And we'll work out the details.
Wow.
I'll give the station will have my email address, etc. And we'll get whoever wins, we'll get that connection, and we'll go try to catch something.
I see guys fighting to get out of the recliner to get this thing taken care of.
Well, I said fishing, not catching. So, I mean, you know.
I knew there was a catch.
Yeah, he's got some caveats added to it. But can you imagine? The person who gives the biggest gift now and through the whole day, but gives the biggest gift to this great organization, the Alzheimer's organization, gets a half-day fishing trip with Ron.
Wow.
We'll go to a metro lake. There's some great bass fishing lakes in the metro area. And
I got to call my wife and see how much is in the account.
How much you have in your bank account,
I'm going to find out more and see if I can get a loan.
Because not only could you take advantage of a half-day with Ron Shera in the boat, but if you were the very, very largest bidder, Denny Carpenter would have to come through with something as well.
Yeah. So I don't mind seeing Denny sweat a little bit. I just really don't. So,
but think about it. If we had the money, you and I could own this radio station. We could pledge so much. He'd just have to give us the keys.
That would turn around Twin Cities radio history, Al. Here's your number. You can call right now. Great opportunities. Here's what I'd love us to do, because we're getting into the last hour. What if we just ran hard and fast to that finish line?
Well,
just pushed and pushed and pushed.
Okay.
And just made this thing such an amazing opportunity that we all just walk away and say, wow.
Yeah.
I think God does things. Mm-hmm. So all we can do is say, wow.
Wow.
And I think this may be one of those things, because we're giving to such a great cause.
Yes.
We're giving to such great research, such great help. This is the time, folks. We're into that last hour. And let's make this the hardest, fastest run we've ever had.
Come on.
Every gift you give is matched dollar for dollar. And Ron says, are you bringing the snacks, or do we have to bring the snacks for that fishing? I'm just covering the bases here.
Well, what kind of snacks do you like?
I'm talking some jerky, possibly some caramels.
We can do jerky, yes, we can. All right. No beer, though. I don't drink beer in a boat, because I tried that once, and the can always got warm. Because I do get too busy landing fish. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have that problem.
No, I've never had the problem of too busy landing fish.
Yeah, that's not usually my experience.
No. Here's the number you could call right now at 763-450-4500. 0500.
Wow.
Let's let Mike give that number again because he's so good and he's got the big basso profundo voice.
763-450-0500.
Oh, thank you.
Anytime.
That's solid.
That's the challenge for the last hour here on Bob FM, the longest day fundraising broadcast for Alzheimer's awareness for dementia and Alzheimer's of all type, and also caregiving families. So for every patient, for everyone that has the disease of Alzheimer's in Minnesota, pretty close to 100,000, there are probably three family members behind them that are caregiving.
Yep.
And it is one of the most difficult. The caregiving job is so difficult. You would not believe the things that it brings up in a family amongst family members over, well, you should have done this, or why didn't you do that, or you're not the one to do that.
And then there's the blame that they take upon themselves that I could have done more.
Oh.
Or I could have been this. And then you get into the situations where the caregiver may be a husband or a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And they are looking at their final days of life with this great anguish that they can't do enough to bring enough care. So you get the Alzheimer's Association saying, why don't you let us help?
Yeah.
Why don't you let us come alongside you? That's what we're giving this for today.
And with Cheryl's dad, who was a former Minneapolis police officer that retired and moved to the Ozarks, down on the White River, Ron. Beautiful. We noticed that Cheryl's mom's arms were all kind of discolored.
Yeah.
And clearly he wanted out of the house and he was taking his keys. He still had his Minneapolis cop badge and he thought he could go back on the force anytime he wanted to.
Oh, my.
And at the time he went on the Minneapolis police force, he was the oldest recruit. I think he was 46, and he had always wanted to be a Minneapolis policeman. Yes. And he did that for 20 years. But in the end, with Alzheimer's setting in really, really strongly with him, he was actually grabbing her and hurting her because he took the car and he left, and she wasn't going to be able to stop him. Hmm. These are the kind of things that go on. So the phone rings at 10 or 10:30 at night, and it's the Conway Police Department. He always felt comfortable going into a police station because he was a cop.
Yeah.
So he drives 2.5 hours to Conway down by Little Rock, and they call, and they told Cheryl's mom, we've got your husband. And she said, well, you can keep him. I'm not coming down. I'm not driving dark mountain roads at night. So in the morning she went down and got it. But these are the kinds of stories, these are the kinds of things that we have to navigate through, and that's why we're asking for your funding at 763-450-0500.
If you can help, help.
Please, just call.
I'll throw out a couple of names to say thank you, because it sounds like they're having a heck of a time back there now.
Sweet.
Good. But Lindsay Wallace, Troy Sousen, Brent Felkner, Linda Burling.
Hmm.
Brenda Schultz, Mona Reed, and Joanne Thielen.
Okay.
$500.
Oh, my.
You're going to go fishing with somebody named Joanne?
Well,
I think for that I would, yeah.
We'll see.
Goodness.
All right. We should probably pay the bills quick.
Probably. That's a good idea.
And I will play Terry. Because, I mean.
Just do it.
Terry Train?
Yeah.
What does a washed-up celebrity drive? A Mercedes has been.